The Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Dr. Peggy's whole body approach unravels the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. A former chef turned naturopathic and biological medicine physician, Dr. Parker is an everyday health expert who keeps things practical and achievable. Each week, Dr. Peggy and her guests will share simple solutions that will catapult you toward optimal health and wellness. From recipes to relevant health information, this former chef and medical researcher will lead you through the maze of conflicting information on food allergies, diets, antioxidants, and so much more, as she provides you with simple solutions for your own everyday health. Now, here's your host, Dr. Peggy Parker.
Hi, everyone. It's Dr. Peggy Parker, and you're listening to Simple Solutions for Everyday Health on Transformation Talk Radio. And I hope you'll stay with me for the next hour as I guide you through the maze of sometimes kind of conflicting and often really confusing information to assist you in achieving your own optimal health and wellness. Each and every Wednesday, you can tune in right here as I share some simple solutions for your own everyday health. And today, I'm sharing five tips that will have you looking younger and more vibrant, feeling better and better every day, and add happy, healthy years to your life. And I am so excited about this show because over the past few weeks, I've been sharing some information about basic health. But today I want to break it down to just a few simple tips that anyone can do that will really make a big difference in your life. And today I'll be taking questions and comments throughout the show. So I want to give you the number right away. You can call in at 800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819 to be on the air live with me. Or you can simply use the instant feedback section on the right side of the webpage to send me your questions or comments. Either way, this is going to be a really fun and exciting show today, so let's get started. I want you to keep in mind that none of these tips that I'm going to share with you today require a huge change in your life or your schedule, and all of them are pretty easy to incorporate into your daily life. And remember, you don't have to start with all five. You can just start with one or two to get the ball rolling, and you will notice a big difference in just a matter of a few days. So let's start with tip number one. And I actually do think this is the most important tip of all five. So if you don't do any of the others, please start with this one. Stay hydrated. But specifically, I want you to start your day with a 16-ounce glass of water. I want you to drink that water as soon as you get up in the morning, because getting yourself hydrated in the morning is the absolute most important thing you can do for yourself. Remember that while you've been sleeping, your body has been really busy. It's been processing all kinds of toxins, filtering your blood, rebuilding tissues, and your immune system has been on alert. And most of all, you've been breathing in and out all night long. But since you've been sleeping, you haven't replenished any of the fluids that your body has been using during the night. So your body starts out dehydrated first thing in the morning. And you might not know that the very act of breathing causes us to exhale about 14 to 16 ounces of water every day, and a lot more if you work out or you have a job where you talk a lot or if you snore. So if you or someone you love is a big snorer, then you want to keep this in mind, that when we sleep, we tend to breathe more rhythmically and more deeply. And this means we exhale even more water vapor as we sleep. And if you're a snorer, you're actually breathing deeper and exhaling about 15% more water than people who don't snore. So starting out your day with a big glass of water is the beginning of proper hydration for your entire day. And there have been some really interesting studies that have shown that drinking a 14 to 16 ounce glass of water as soon as you get up in the morning has a whole host of really great benefits. As you sleep, your metabolic rate slows way down. And that's to give your body organs a chance to use all that energy to do other functions. So when you drink water first thing in the morning, it automatically kicks up your metabolism. And this alone will allow you to burn more calories with the same amount of activity through your day. So just drinking that water in the morning can help you lose or normalize your weight. Another benefit is that it also wakes up your brain without the use of any caffeine. So it's actually dehydration that's responsible for that kind of foggy, lethargic feeling that you have when you wake up in the morning. And so that's what causes most of us to reach for a cup of coffee or a tea to give us a little caffeine to start the day. And coffee and tea are actually natural diuretics that actually will create even more dehydration, and that dehydration will slow down the way your brain functions and start that kind of downward spiral for the day. So when your brain is dehydrated, the neurons that are responsible to send out messages to your body are slowed down, and that's why you feel so sluggish and foggy. And so, you know, it's simple to overcome that by just drinking that 14 to 16 ounce glass of water first thing in the morning. Now, another thing is that dehydration is also one of the causes of wrinkles and that kind of lifeless looking skin that we have sometimes as we age. So to plump up those wrinkles and get that rosy glow back in your skin that we usually associate with youth, that 14 to 16 ounce glass of water first thing in the morning is one of the best things that you can do for yourself. So in addition to boosting your metabolism, waking up your brain, reducing wrinkles, and giving you that rosy glow of youth, drinking water the first thing in the morning also helps your kidneys flush out the toxins that they've been processing all night long. And dehydration during the night causes your urine to concentrate. So the water is actually a huge benefit or a big help in helping in getting those toxins out of your system. And to add just one more benefit, it also gets your system ready for digestion. Water, and pretty much anything you drink, water is going to be quite a lot more alkaline than your stomach acids. So when you drink a glass of water first thing in the morning, it dilutes those stomach acids and signals your body that it's time to start producing more acids so it gets ready for digestion. So that process takes about 45 minutes, so I recommend that you drink water as soon as you get up and then go about getting ready for the day and then have your breakfast. Of course, as you probably have guessed from listening to my earlier broadcast, I highly recommend drinking high-quality ionized water because, you know, it contains those perfect antioxidants that change your cells. And as we change the rate of oxidation on the cell membranes, they actually can uptake water more easily and create an even higher level of hydration. And, you know, this is a subject I'm pretty passionate about. So it's, you know, hope I don't sound too much like a broken record. So again, drinking that 14 to 16 ounce glass of water first thing in the morning is the number one tip for today. And tip number two is to spend about 20 minutes every day in natural light without glasses, contacts, or sunscreen. This tip is pretty important for several reasons, and one of them is that spending those 20 uninterrupted minutes in natural light every day without glasses or contacts can actually reset your pituitary gland and how it functions. That tiny gland sits kind of in the center of your brain, and so if you were to take one finger and put it on top of your head and point down, and another one in the middle of your forehead, where they would intersect is where your pituitary lives. And that tiny gland is responsible for a lot of things. You can think of it kind of like an information clearinghouse for all your hormones. So it's responsible to both receive the messages from your master gland, the hypothalamus, and then to send them out to the appropriate glands in your endocrine system that will make hormones. And then it also is responsible to receive the feedback that comes back through your bloodstream and with the information that that particular gland has to tell you. So to keep your pituitary gland in tip-top shape does a lot of things to keep your hormones balanced. And the long-term effect of that means that you are going to have more energy. You're going to have a better, sounder sleep. You're going to be a little happier and have a little more even-keeled moods. And of course, the happier we are, the better our bodies function in every possible way. And that happiness alone can add years to your life, not just in extra time, but also happiness and proper hormone regulation keep us a lot healthier and keep our immune system functioning at its very best. So the second thing that happens when you spend time outside in the sun is that exposing your skin to sunlight every day stimulates the natural production of vitamin D. And I will talk about that a little bit more when we return from our first break. I want to remind you to stay tuned today. We're going to take a little break. I'm going to continue sharing the rest of the five simple tips that will have you looking younger, feeling better, and living a longer, healthier, and happier your life. So I'll be back in just a few moments. So I want you to stay tuned and we will talk when we come back. Don't forget to call in with your questions and comments or send them on instant messaging and I will be answering your questions right away.
Each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
Transform your life.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases I can't and proclaims I can. Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can coaching inquiry.
Dr. Peggy Parker, and we are back on the air with Simple Solutions for Your Everyday Health. And today I'm sharing five simple tips that will have you looking younger, more vibrant, feeling better, and living a longer, healthier, and happier life. I want to be sure that you have the phone number so that you can call in and ask questions or leave some comments. So the phone number again is 800-930-2819, or you can send your questions in through instant feedback. And before the break, we talked about tip number one, which was hydration, specifically that first 16-ounce glass of water in the morning and all of its benefits. And we started on tip number two about sunlight. And we got as far as explaining how it resets the hormone regulation in your body, but it also is responsible for the production of vitamin D. And so every day when you expose yourself to sunlight, your skin to sunlight without any sunscreen, what naturally happens is that vitamin D is produced through the melanin in your skin. And it produces a fairly large amount of natural vitamin D. And the great benefit of getting vitamin D this way instead of taking it as a supplement or in the few foods that it where you can find it is that it doesn't have to go through your digestion. It doesn't have to go through, it's not dependent on, you know, any of your GI tract to get it up into your cells. It actually is automatically available. And vitamin D is kind of important because it protects your bones. And the way it does that is that in order for your body to use calcium that you're taking in and your green vegetables and all of that, it really needs vitamin D to absorb it properly. That's why, you know, in milk, which I don't recommend that you drink, it contains vitamin D. It's to help the whole idea behind that was to help the calcium uptake. So vitamin D has a few other roles in your body that are kind of important, including the fact that it moderates the growth of your cells and their lifespan. So when any individual cell becomes old or it starts to mutate, there's a process of cell death that automatically happens. It's called apoptosis. And vitamin D plays a big part of that process. So adequate amounts of vitamin D helps to guard us against mutations in our cells. And so that would help us fight against cancer and a few other degenerative diseases, but it also regulates your immune system and reduces inflammation. So one example is this. If you have an outbreak of eczema, I learned this years ago when I went to a dermatologist for some eczema that I had, he would actually have me do light therapy. So he would expose me to sunlight and that would get rid of the eczema because it regulates your immune system. So hydration and sunlight are the first two tips. So number one, hydration. Number two, sunlight. So now let's move on to tip number three, and that is get rid of some of the chemicals in your life. This one covers a lot of territory, so I want to give you my top three places where I think you can make the biggest difference with minimal effort. So start by changing out some of your body care products. Look at the labels on your shower gel, your lotions, your shampoo, and your conditioners, because these things actually come in contact with your skin. If you see the words sodium lauryl or sodium laureth sulfate or propylene glycol or any word that ends in paraben, toss that stuff out. Those chemicals can lead to things like blindness, increase your risk of all cancers. So I want you to remember that anything you put on your skin works its way into your body. And so it's important to minimize the amount of toxic chemicals that we're exposed to every day. So there are companies like Deep Steep that make really great shower gels, Alba, Kiss My Face, and different Alba, Jessica Alba, just launched her new Honest product line for children in an effort to reduce the toxic chemicals in your child's life. So the first thing in getting rid of some of your chemicals in your life was to change out your body care products, and the second one is to change cleaning products. So according to statistics, your cleaning products are the number one source of toxic exposure in your environment. So you can just swap so many of them out with natural, non-toxic things like white vinegar, baking soda, and even my favorite topic, of course, ionized water for cleaning and disinfecting. In fact, I wrote a whole little booklet called Your Home, a Chemical-Free Sanctuary that details how to clean your house, how to do your laundry, how to take care of your yard and garden without chemicals. So it will not only keep the chemicals out of your environment, it'll also keep them out of the environment at large, and it'll save you tons of money. Plus, you'll have the greenest house in the neighborhood. You can find that booklet on Amazon.com or on my website, simplehealthnetwork.com. And again, it's called Your Home, a Chemical-Free Sanctuary. It you can do things like swap out those plug-in room deodorizers with just some essential oils. Dropping an essential oil on your light bulb does the same kind of thing. So number one was changing out your body care products. Number two is changing out your cleaning products. But number three is eat as many organic foods as possible. Because the chemicals that you find in fertilizers and pesticides and herbicides dramatically affect your health in lots of ways. Recent studies indicate that those chemicals are involved in nearly every neurological disease, like MS and ALS, even things like autism and ADD and ADHD, Alzheimer's. But not only does it affect neurological, our whole nervous system, it also is linked to lots of different kinds of cancers and autoimmune diseases as well. Plus, organic foods offer a great deal more nutrition than their commercially grown distant cousins. I do mean distant cousins. There's a vast difference between a commercially grown potato, tomato, green bean, kale, carrots, broccoli, whatever. There's a lot of difference between that produce that's grown commercially with these chemicals and their non-chemical raised cousins that are grown in organic by organic farmers that take good care of the soil. So the soil has lots more nutrients, and the roots of the plants take up those nutrients and put them in the leaves, and then you get those. In fact, there is an article not too long ago that I posted on my blog site. I think it was on February 19th, called You Are What You Eat. And what you eat can actually change up to 30% of the DNA and RNA in your body. This is super significant. So eating as many organic foods as possible will not only get the chemicals out of your food supply, it will also provide you with a great deal more nutrition. So again, the first tip, hydration. The second tip, the sun. The third tip, get rid of some of those chemicals out of your environment. And we'll get started with tip number four, and that is to do something to stimulate your circulatory system every day. Now, you might not know this, but you actually have two circulatory systems. The one we normally think of that has your heart and your blood vessels and your blood, and, you know, it pumps throughout your entire system. But you also have another circulatory system. It's called your lymphatic system. Now, interestingly enough, I've taught lots and lots of classes on lymphatic therapy and the lymphatic system. You actually have more lymphatic fluid in your body than you do blood, but there's no central pumping mechanism for it. So it requires you to do something to move it along every day. And it's far more likely that cells will come in contact with your lymphatic fluid than blood. And so both your blood and your lymphatic fluid are responsible for taking nutrients out to all your cells, and then they work together to remove the toxins and from your cells and bring them back for processing and excretion. So doing something to create some more circulation in both of these systems is really important every day. So the most logical and easiest thing to do is just a little movement. So when you get some exercise, you notice that your blood pumps a little harder because you can feel your heartbeat raise. Well, that same movement is the main source of movement for your lymphatic fluid. Remember I said there's no central pumping mechanism? So your lymphatic fluid requires that you actually do some movement every day to move it along and keep it flowing properly. So when you get some exercise, you know, it doesn't require, if you're having a super busy day and you don't have time to make it to the gym or get out on an hour-long walk, it doesn't matter. You can do some things that are super easy while you're just sitting at your desk or watching TV at night, or if you're traveling to work on a bus, or if you're on a plane ride, or you're a passenger in a car, or you're sitting at a light. You can just flex and point your feet, because that simple movement does more to move your lymphatic fluid than virtually any other movement. That's why walking on a trampoline are so effective at moving your lymphatic fluid, because that very act of just moving your foot, flexing and pointing your foot is really, really helpful. You could take a walk during your lunch hour or after work, and that has a lot of great benefits, because not only are you outside moving, but you're taking care of the other thing we just talked about, which is getting some sunshine. So you can kind of take care of two things at once. So it's kind of an effective and efficient way to create a little, do some multitasking. So you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health, and we're going to take a quick break now. And when I come back, we'll start taking some calls and answering some of your instant feedback questions, and we'll finish up all of our five tips. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back.
Dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
The
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
The heart. Did you ever notice how often we use this term in our expressions? My heart is breaking to see this. My heart sings. This person wears her heart on her sleeve. She has a big heart. That touches my heart. Intuitively, we know that in addition to our physical heart, we have a spiritual heart directly linked to the universe and our soul. Let the essence of gratitude infuse you on your journey. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit explorationgratitude.com.
When it comes to understanding the benefits of ionized water, Dr. Peggy Parker is the ultimate resource. But when it comes to providing the best selection of high-quality water ionizers and the accessories to make it look beautiful in your kitchen, call on YNR Marketing. With our help, you can make this antioxidant-packed water in your own kitchen for only pennies a glass. In fact, if you call us today, you can even try the water free. So don't delay. Call us at 877-25-WATER. We also offer a wide range of pre-filters to help deal with chlorine, chloramines, fluoride, lead, and pesticides to ensure you're drinking the highest quality water available. We even solve hard water issues. If you have questions, we have the answers. So call us today at 877-25-WATER. That's 877-25-WATER. Or visit us on the web at trythewaterfree.com. Again, that's trythewaterfree.com.
This is Dr. Peggy Parker, and we're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And today I'm sharing 5 simple tips to have you looking younger and more vibrant, feeling better and better every day, and living a longer, healthier, and happier life. I want you to be sure to have the phone number, because today I'm giving away an additional copy of my new booklet, If Bodies Heal Themselves, Then Why Am I Still Sick? And that will be to the third listener to call in or send in a question through instant feedback. So here's the number again, 800-930-2819. We actually did have a contest, and Debbie Pringle was the person that was chosen out of the random drawing from people who liked my Facebook page this last week. So thank you, Debbie, and I'll need to get your address in order to send you a copy of the booklet. So before the breaks, we were talking about these 5 tips, and tip number 1 was all about hydration, and specifically how that first 16-ounce glass of water in the morning can recharge your metabolism, create better skin, get rid of wrinkles, help you lose weight, make your elimination of toxins easier from your kidneys and your bowels. There's just so many huge benefits to drinking that first 16-ounce glass of water in the morning. And of course, as I mentioned, I recommend ionized water. And tip number 2 was all about sunlight and how spending 20 minutes every day in natural light without glasses or contacts can reset your hormone regulation, and going out without sunscreen for 20 minutes. Of course, you don't want to do this in the middle of the day unless you're in a shadier spot because of more burning rays, but spending at least 20 minutes outside every day without any sunscreen will also help you produce more vitamin D that boosts your immune system, makes your bones stronger and protects you against diseases like cancer. And then we moved on to tip number three, which was to get rid of some of those chemicals in your life. And so this one covered a lot of territory. And so I gave you my top three, which were change out some of your body care products, change out your cleaning products. And I mentioned my booklet, Your Home, a Chemical-Free Sanctuary, that you can get on my website, Simple Health Network. And number three, eat as many organic foods as possible, because you really are what you eat, because what you eat can actually change up to 30% of your RNA and DNA. So that's kind of huge. And then we moved on to tip number four, and we got partially through this one, and it's all about doing something every day to stimulate your circulatory system. So I mentioned that you have your traditional blood circulatory system, but you also have a lymphatic circulatory system. So movement is the easiest and most logical and inexpensive thing you can do to boost both the circulatory system that's responsible for your blood and the one that's responsible for your lymph. And that can be as simple as sitting at your desk or on the couch and just pointing and flexing your feet, or taking a walk during lunch or after work. But you can also try some different kinds of exercises. So if you're kind of a gym rat, then you're probably doing a lot of cardio every day on a treadmill or an elliptical machine or a bicycle, or you may be doing some weightlifting, or, you know, kind of a combination. But there are other things for those of you who don't really enjoy that. There are a few other kinds of exercises that I highly recommend. And one of those would be yoga. The whole stretching of yoga is very, very, very helpful for your circulatory system. Doesn't seem like you're doing much if you just watch yoga, but if you've ever been in a yoga class, you can know that that is pretty challenging. And it really does create more movement and remove some blockages. So yoga is a great idea. So is Tai Chi. You know, the Chinese do Tai Chi nearly every morning. You'll see out on, you know, in parks and on beaches, people just doing Tai Chi together. It's a wonderful, very low impact, but very high movement of, you know, support for your circulatory system. So Tai Chi is an excellent workout, and so is Qigong. Both of those things are amazing ways to move energy through your body with very little impact on joints. I've recently, oddly enough, injured myself in a yoga class. It's been a few months ago, so I haven't been able to do many high impact aerobic kind of exercises until the last couple of weeks. And so doing things like pointing and flexing my feet and sitting on an exercise ball to, you know, kind of make my body have to organize itself, and doing some Tai Chi and some Qigong have helped me through these months of injuries. So if you have any kind of stress-related injuries, that's a great way to do it. Now, another way that you can accomplish movement in your circulatory systems doesn't have anything to do with exercise. It has to do with your food. So you can actually create a lot of movement in your blood and your lymphatic system by simply eating hot, spicy foods, because those same chemicals that create the heat that you feel on your tongue when you eat hot peppers or ginger, they heat up your entire system. So this increases your blood flow and stimulates your lymphatic flow as well. You know how it is when you eat something hot. You can actually get beads of sweat on your brow because you're actually increasing the circulation in your body. So this is a really easy thing to just add a few spicy things to your food every day. And who doesn't love it? And with Saturday being Cinco de Mayo, it's a good week to add a little spice to your life. Now, the last thing that I want to talk about under this whole thing of stimulating your circulatory systems every day is to really pay attention to food allergens. I know for the last 2 weeks, we talked specifically about food allergies and how they affect your health. Well, one of the ways that they dramatically impact your health is that they change the consistency of your lymphatic fluid. So in normal lymphatic fluid is about the same consistency and pH as milk. But when it's exposed to too many acids, which can be a result of your body's response to a food allergy, that lymphatic fluid can become pretty thick. So first it turns into something kind of like buttermilk, and then it gets a little thicker like kefir, and then yogurt, and then cottage cheese, and then Parmigiano Reggiano. And so those kinds of problems can actually create quite a negative impact in your lymphatic flow. And since your lymphatic fluid is responsible for taking nutrients out to your cells and then removing the toxins, you want to be sure that your lymphatic fluid is flowing. So the best thing that you can do is to remove any allergens out of your diet. So I talked a bit last week about allergy elimination diets. And so if you suspect that that's a problem for you, that's a really great place to start, is with the allergy elimination diet to get rid of any of those offensive things that you're eating that are really disturbing your entire system. So not only will doing an allergy elimination diet help you feel better, it will actually dramatically improve your health in this one way as well. So again, the tips so far, we've just completed number 4. So the first one was on hydration, the second one on sunlight, the third one on removing chemicals from your environment and your body, and the fourth one was to do something to stimulate your circulatory system every day. So tip number 5 is something that I consider to be of absolute importance. But before we get to that, I want to answer a question from Ani in Austin. Her instant feedback said, "Dr. Peggy, great to hear you on the radio. Can I get enough sun walking at 7 a.m. when it's cloudy outside?" Yes, Ani, you absolutely can. There are plenty of UVA and UVB rays that make it all the way through clouds, so you can get burned even through clouds in the middle of the day. But there is enough natural light at 7 o'clock in the morning in Austin, which is in central time. The sun comes up before that. So as long as the sun is above the horizon, at the beginning or end of the day, you're getting enough natural light to make a big impact in your overall health. Now, it's time for us to take a break, and I want to remind you that you're listening to the Dr. Peggy Show, Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I'll answer a few more of your questions, and we're going to get to that all-important number 5 tip of the day. So hold on, and we'll be back in just a moment.
In each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2000. 2050.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Peggy Parker, and we're back on the air with Simple Solutions for Everyday Health. And I've been sharing today 5 simple tips to have you looking younger and more vibrant, feeling better and better every day, and living a longer, healthier, and happier life. And I want to make sure that you have the phone number. It's 800-930-2819, or that you know you can send me your questions or comments through the instant feedback over on the right side of the screen. Because today, the third person who either calls in or sends a question through instant feedback will be getting a copy of my newest booklet, If Bodies Heal Themselves, Then Why Am I Still Sick? So call or write in right away and get yourself entered. So we've covered 4 really important tips. We talked about hydration. We talked about the importance of sunlight, the importance of getting rid of chemicals in your environment and in your body care products. We even talked about doing something that stimulates your circulation every day, both your blood and your lymphatic circulatory systems. But here we are at tip number 5, which I consider to be the second most important tip of the day. While water, I thought, was the first, this one I think is a close second, and that is this: do something, anything, that brings joy to your soul every day. This one is so crucial, and there are so many options. It can be something as simple as just spending a little time with loved ones, your spouse, your partner, your parents, your kids, your siblings, and even your pets. There's some scientific evidence that having hugs or contact, skin-to-skin contact, and even petting your animals releases a very important hormone called oxytocin, and that one's been nicknamed the love hormone because that's the hormone that allows us to feel and receive love. The second thing you can do is listen to some beautiful music, anything that inspires you, because that that music will actually release some endorphins in your brain that are dubbed the happiness hormones. So you can have love hormones and happiness hormones. And so, you know, I love almost every genre of music, and I find that a day without music is like a day without, you know, sunshine or water. I can barely get through the day without some form of music. It just makes you want to move. So whether you're using a stereo system or your iPhone or your iPod or whatever MP3 player you have, you know, get it out and put some music on. The other thing that can really help you is dancing. It releases even more of those happiness hormones. So that kind of plays a double duty, because you're listening to some great music while you're doing some movement. So you're creating some joy in your soul, and you're creating some movement for your circulatory system. So all in all, it's a pretty great way to start your day or spend a little time in your day. In fact, I dance around my house nearly every day to music that I really love. And sometimes I even hold my dog while I'm doing it. So I'm kind of covering a lot of bases with just one activity that really strikes me to the core. Another thing you can do is just get outside and connect to nature. Whether you're sitting on a bench or you're taking a hike up a beautiful environment, or just taking a simple walk in a park, laying on a blanket and watching the clouds go by, or at night studying the stars, whether you're outside having a picnic or you're doing some gardening, connecting with nature is a great way to ground you and get your soul fed. This is so important. Another suggestion is that you can just connect to something beautiful every day. You can go to a museum if you love art. And if you love art and you can't afford to have original paintings in your house, buy a poster and tape it on the wall if you have to, because you can always save up some money and buy a frame later. Surrounding yourself with beauty is an amazing way to bring joy to your soul every day. You could also just buy some fresh flowers, or you can do a little rehab to a room. You can paint. Of course, you want to use that no VOC paint, so you don't have any toxic chemicals. You could redecorate a room in your house with something as easy as just moving a few things around and adding your poster or a different piece of art or a little sculpture that you picked up at a farmer's market or an art show. Anything that makes you smile when you see it, that makes you feel joy when you see it, it's worth it. And another really great way to bring some joy to your soul and feed your soul every day is to do something that connects you to the divine. Recently, I saw a poster that said, if you have time to breathe, you have time to meditate. So whether you're praying or meditating, doesn't matter. And for those of you who are a little like me and have a busy, chatty mind, there's lots of ways to meditate that are really effective. You can do a meditation where you are repeating a mantra over and over and over again that gives your body, your mind, something to do. Or you can do a walking meditation. Now, if you're doing a walking meditation, you're doing all kinds of things. You're getting exposure to sunlight, you're moving your circulatory system, and you're creating joy in your soul. So a walking meditation simply means that you're paying absolute attention to where you are right there at that moment. You're not thinking about the past, you're not thinking about the future, you're concentrating on the flower or the tree or the grass or the shrub or the bench or the water, whatever it is that's in your sphere, that, you know, in your environment when you're walking. That's a really special way to do a very simple stress-free meditation, because if your meditation stresses you out, it's kind of taking you the opposite way of joy. And then you can kind of work your way from walking meditations to seated meditations with mantras to, you know, to concentrating on your breath. You know, there's a number of things that you can do. So I'm going to answer a few questions real quickly before I have to go. Misha from Carmel said, hi, Dr. Peggy. What exercise do you recommend if you have fibromyalgia? This is really great. So that walking or just flexing your, you know, pointing your toes and, you know, that pointing and flexing of your feet is a great way to start. Sitting on an exercise ball, just, you know, something really gentle that doesn't expose you to any more chemicals. Because unless if you have a salt, if you have access to a saltwater pool, that's also a great way. And then Joanne in New Jersey, who happens to be the winner of the booklet today. So Joanne, I'm going to need to get your mailing address. She says, Dr. Peggy, I love your show. What do you think of adding lemon to water? You know, after that first glass of that first 16-ounce glass of water, if you would substitute a cup of hot water with lemon for a cup of coffee, you do so much good for yourself. So one of the things that you want to do is look at my blog site, and you will see that a few weeks ago I posted all the great benefits of adding lemon to your water. So thanks, Joanne. And then Ani in Austin, oh, I already answered that one, sorry. We have Joe in Massachusetts, and he said, how do I get my mother to drink more water, and what kind? She's 82. Here's the secret. According to homeopathic medicine, there are about half of the population are thirsty and the other half are not thirsty. And so we kind of, those of us who aren't thirsty kind of have to force ourselves. But if you start drinking ionized water, you will see how much easier it is to drink that water. It feels easier. It's much smoother. It kind of just goes down super easy. So that's my suggestion for that is to, and putting some flavor in the water, a few drops of peppermint oil or some lemon might help her, you know, feel a little better about drinking water. So I want to review these five tips before we go. We're almost out of time. Tip one, and I do think that's the most important tip, stay hydrated and start your day with a 16-ounce glass of water. Number two, tip two, spend 20 minutes every day in natural light without glasses, contacts, or sunscreen. Tip number three, get rid of some of the chemicals in your life. Tip number four, do something to stimulate your circulatory system every day. And tip number five, do something that brings joy to your soul each and every day. Now, I'm always here to help, so if you'd like to contact me, you can go to my website, simplehealthnetwork.com, for more information, or you can find me on Facebook at Simple Health Network. And you can contact me on my blog, omgallergyfree.com, where I regularly post recipes and relevant health info and so much more. And you can find my books, my cookbook, OMG, That's Allergy Free, and my booklets that will help catapult you forward in health on Amazon.com. Just look up Dr. Peggy Parker. And I want to thank you today for joining me on Transformation Talk Radio. I had a wonderful time. Thanks for all of your instant feedback questions. I look forward to talking to you next week because I'm here each and every Wednesday at 3 Eastern, 2 Central, and noon Pacific time, where you can always find out more about the simple solutions for your own everyday health. This is Dr. Peggy Parker wishing you a happy, healthier week, and I look forward to talking with you next Wednesday. Bye, everyone.
You've been listening to the Dr. Peggy Show. Simple Solutions for Everyday Health offers simple, natural choices for your optimal health and wellness. Tune in each week, Wednesday, 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com to find out how to unravel the connections between the mental, spiritual, and physical links of food, allergies, and hydration. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG, That's Allergy Free? That's SimpleHealthNetwork.com. And check out her blog, OMGAllergyFree.com. And on Facebook at Simple Health Network. Tune in next week for another groundbreaking show with Dr. Peggy Parker.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.